Okay, so you didn't win the lottery and you didn't get the table you wanted for restaurant week. Not to worry, there's still plenty of great stuff to do in Pittsburgh this weekend, including some pretty low-cost options. We'll break them down for you on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. Social Club will come to order for the weekend of Friday, January 15th, 2016. Hi, I'm Josh Rollerson, one of the, I guess now three hosts of this show, Rachel Carlson, my longtime companion from Yelp Pittsburgh, and Sarah Kovash, digital editor for WESA. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
I thought we needed a gavel when you said order.
Well, you know, I'm trying to introduce some formality into the proceedings.
Order in the
court.
Make it
a little more dignified.
I like it.
I could use some more dignity.
You two better shape up or I will
ship you out.
Hold you in contempt or something. I don't know how this works.
Who's watching Making a Murder?
Yeah.
Objection.
Did you watch it?
No, I'm still on the last episode of Jessica Jones and I keep getting interrupted by children who like they would sit down and watch it because they are interested in any show that I'm interested in and they're interested in superheroes and stuff, but they are not ready for this show.
Yeah.
It's gnarly stuff.
Yeah. They're definitely not ready for Making a Murder.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd watch that with them.
No.
All of my TV happens late at night after everyone's gone to bed. Cause
what time
is the
bedtime?
Turns out all the stuff I watch is horrifying.
What time is bedtime?
During the week, it's like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
For all
I was going to say for you too, though.
For me too, yes.
Yeah, that's
but on
true.
So on the weekends, it all gets squeezed into the weekends. This is why I don't have any other kind of life. It's just catching up on all the TV.
Oh.
Do you? I imagine you... like with bloodshot eyes, not sleeping all weekend long, just consuming as much TV as possible.
You're far off, yeah.
I was going to say, this explains everything. I really had, it was a big mystery to me, and now it explains everything that you're...
We're chiseling away. We're getting pieces of what Josh
pieces
is like.
Pieces of Josh.
Like an onion.
I know. Layers. There are many, yeah. many. But not
well, enough about my awesome weekend. What about you guys? What did you do?
Oh my gosh, I have to look back at this
schedule. I finally went to... Station.
Delicious.
This past weekend.
So good.
How was that?
Amazing. I had one of the best steaks I've ever had. It was amazing. I pretty much, it was cut into several chunks and I pretty much did not chew them. I just shoved whole huge chunks of steak in my mouth and basically swallowed them like Shamu.
Like tender steak that just dissolves on your palate.
It was so good. Mm. Yeah.
When you said steak, it just triggered this Pavlovian thing in my brain. I just immediately started to salivate. Like I haven't had a nice... juicy, rare steak in a long time.
Oh.
Good news. I know where you can go.
Yeah, I know.
Station.
We've got some suggestions for you.
All right.
That's a good one. I went to Sky Zone, which is the trampoline park.
Oh, yeah.
How's
for
that?
12-year-olds, but it's okay.
Going to a birthday party there this weekend.
Oh, I went to an adult's birthday party last weekend
That's cool.
It was... So you're going to Sky Zone then? The one in Leedsdale?
I believe so,
okay.
Yeah. They're like a national chain, I think.
Well, if you're going
maybe
and it's dark out, it's terrifying to find.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have been to that one. I know what you mean. It's kind of back in
in the warehouse district and it's not really well lit and there's not really great signage for it. So we got very lost among warehouses in the dark cold of winter and it was a little terrifying.
So it's like all the other hip happening places in Pittsburgh.
True.
Questionable neighborhood. That's how you know it's cool.
Yes, it's so true. I still think I'm working out some kinks in my neck from it, but it's really fun.
I have to say we went a while back and it was so much more exhausting than I anticipated.
I kept saying, I wonder how many calories I'm burning as I was jumping.
I think they tell you in there. I thought they remember them having a sign and it was a fair amount.
Oh, yeah, good.
That totally counts
but
as
that's,
exercise.
That's
sure.
if you're jumping the whole time, which I found very difficult to do. I did a lot of stepping to the side and panting.
Well, they yell at you if you don't, if you stop jumping and you sit down on the side, you're not allowed. Like you have to be jumping the entire time you're in the area. So you'll sit down for a second and they'll be like, nope, up. Yeah.
So can you go during like designated adult swim times or whatever? Or
yes.
Are you in there with all the whippersnappers?
So they do have an adult jump, which is from 10 to midnight, I believe, on Saturdays. I don't know if it's Fridays as well, but I believe it's Saturday. And you can get different packages too, because it looked like there was something where you can get pizza and... jumping, although I don't know if jumping and pizza really go well together, but...
Maybe after jumping.
It looks like a fun time in terms of the adult jumping. And then they have different areas for adults and kids. And then they have, obviously, the large foam pit that you can jump into, which the warning is it's hard to get out of it, especially these old bones.
Well, and that leads me to the real question, which is, do they have a liquor license?
They do not.
Okay. I think you may have to flask it.
Pity.
Yeah, flask it. I know.
We are not advocating sneaking alcohol.
No, we are not.
No. But you get special socks, too. So, I mean, you know.
Can't say no to socks.
Yeah, orange socks. But it was really fun. So, Josh, be prepared. Don't drink and jump.
Jump first, then drink.
Yeah, it's a fun time, but you may be sore the next handful of days after.
All right. Good tip.
Yeah, just a warning.
All right, what else is going on?
So, segue into the steak conversation. We actually are in the midst of restaurant week still, which the segue from steak is that I made reservations. I know I'm cheating a little bit because I love the local scene. But as Sarah said last week, in terms of affording some of these really expensive places, it's harder other times of the year. So I am heading to Hyde Park, which I've never been to on the north side, because they have a $35 special, which is three courses of deliciousness. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
I saw their menu look pretty good.
I know.
I have a reservation for Spoon, which I've been dying to try, and I look at their menu every restaurant week. They have this blue cheese souffle that I must try.
And the bread basket alone is worth going there for, because it's divine.
I know, like, some people consider bread just like a filler when you go to a restaurant, but I love bread so much. I don't care.
Who doesn't love bread?
Bread is the best.
I know. Seriously. Can you find me someone that doesn't like bread? There might be someone that's trying to.
I don't think I want to know that person.
Avoid carbs for January.
I know some sad people with celiac disease that love bread.
Oh, but you can have faux bread.
I've had some pretty good faux bread, I have to say.
Yeah, gluten-y bakery in Squirrel Hill is delicious, and I know they make sweet treats that are gluten free. I don't know if they make bread. That's a good thing to look into.
I think it's gotten better. Like it's kind of like where sort of vegetarian and vegan cuisine was a few years ago. It's catching up. There's more consumer options, and most of them are pretty credible, it seems like. But there's some things that I don't think anybody's figured out how to simulate, like, you know, a nice crusty baguette that's soft and chewy on the inside and crunchy on the outside.
Oh my gosh, bread.
I don't think you can do that without gluten.
It sounds so good. As you were describing it, wow, that was a really good description.
I'm so hungry right now.
Okay. Well, book your reservations for restaurant week because it goes until Sunday. So you have some time still, but the really, really popular restaurants might be booked. So try and find a hidden gem amongst them. There's a full list. Obviously, you can head to Yelp to kind of decipher and navigate what you want, where you want to go, but it will be a good weekend full of fantastic food. Or you can, you can head to the Science Center, which they are kicking off their 21 plus nights in January with Rocket Science, which Sarah divulged that she would love to book a trip on a rocket.
Megan, our coworker, was saying, we were discussing what we would do with our lottery winnings had we hit the jackpot. And she said she'd catch a ride on SpaceX. I said I would have Boys to Men come sing to me on Bora Bora, but
I really like the second option, to be honest. If they can ship snow into California and have rich kids play in snow,
what?
We can have a ride on a rocket ship and Boys to Men come sing to us.
Is that a thing, really?
I was listening to Howard Stern the other day, and he was talking about this, or Adam Carolla was on, and he was talking about this celebrity that shipped in snow for his grandchildren.
I literally was just having dinner with a friend last night who was showing me a picture of his friend's kid who now is from Pittsburgh, now lives in Los Angeles. They had a birthday party for the kid, had snow delivered to the front yard.
Those rich Californians.
They may not be rich.
So many levels.
Oh,
I don't even know where to begin.
Snow.
Oh, cheap snow. Maybe there's varied amounts of snow. But anyway, so back to Science Center.
All right.
Science Center is obviously a fun place to go, and they are teaming up with City Theater, Southside Zone City Theater, and they're to explore space and check out all the different things going on with rockets, as well as they'll have the cast of the newest show, the world premiere of Some brighter distance, and you'll be able to ask questions of the cast, which I love a good Q&A, so I am all about that.
You can combine your science and your theater in one outing. That's very efficient.
I know. I try.
I see they also have a zero-gravity simulator.
What?
I am extremely intrigued by that.
Isn't that just the Sky Zone? It's just a big trampoline,
true.
Right?
I know.
Or do they fly you up in an airplane and then just drop?
Maybe they
probably have an airplane inside the science.
That's probably it. They probably put you in an airplane and fly you up above Pittsburgh, and then you plummet almost to your death.
Well, you know what? I know they listen to the social club, so they'll have to answer us back.
Who, NASA?
Yeah. Well, they are always listening.
Center.
But the Science Center listens. So
hi, Science Center.
Hi.
I love you.
Hi, Science Center. So let us know about the zero gravity stuff. But we do have 21 Plus Night. And then we also have the Strip District Music Fest. So this is massive. I can't speak enough to how many different musical acts are going on during the music fest. And in January, too. I think it's kind of ballsy, but cool that they're producing this in January. Yeah. But there are musicians at almost every single business in the Strip District. So not only do you have places that obviously always have music, like the Altar Bar and different places like Cruise, which has a electronic dance night. But we also have restaurants that are going to be doing different, I would assume, acoustic acts and different musical offerings. So Lydia's has stuff. Gaucho has stuff, which, you know, we all love Gaucho. Mm-hmm. Woolies. Cavo is a nightclub in the Strip. Casa Reina, Beer Hive. So many places to check out. Some great local music. Looking through the list, I do see that the Taylor Gang, which is part of Wiz Khalifa's crew, because everyone has a crew, apparently.
Sure.
We have to set up.
Don't you have a crew?
Yeah.
I think it's a squad for gals.
Hashtag squad goals.
Yeah.
I have more of a quorum.
Hashtag quorum. Yeah. What does that include, Josh?
It's pretty much my kids, I guess. Those are the people I hang out with.
And they're made to hang out with you.
Yes, they have no choice in the matter. That's the beauty part.
Well, I need to see that hashtag going up on your social media outlets soon, Josh.
All right.
But you can head with your quorum to maybe some of the acoustic sessions.
That sounds nice.
I know. You could go to the Beer Hive and get a beer, and they can get some wings.
Perfect.
Because the wings there are delicious. P.S. Thin Man Sandwich Shop is a good one, too.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Wiggle Whiskey. I'm just going through the list. Savoy. I mean,
if
honestly,
you can't find something to eat in the Strip District, we can't help you.
Yeah. Yes. And Pittsburgh Winery. And they're actually one of, I would say, the up-and-coming music venues.
Is that right?
Yes. I know that a handful of YEP artists have played there, and they get a lot of really great acts. And the owners are fabulous, and one of the owners was part of the Buzz Poets, which is a local band in Pittsburgh that has played around for a while, and so he definitely knows good music.
See, I feel excited about this because, as we discussed, I would like to be more familiar with more local musicians, so I feel like this is a good opportunity for that.
It is. So Saturday and Sunday, head down to the Strip, get some good food, and listen to some good music. Or we have the always fun, happy, engaging arcade theater. Will be doing their arcade Hootenanny, which I know we said before, but Josh has participated in. I'll just keep referencing Josh until he goes back. Until
they invite me back.
Yeah, until they invite you back. But we have the Saturday performance at 8 p.m. of Hootenanny, and you can check that out. $10. It's BYOB, so you can grab a beer from
Sharp Edge,
or actually Market Street Grocery is my newest obsession because
I haven't tried their wine yet.
Well, their wines, I just found out, are imported straight from Italy. They are the only carrier of this specific wine straight from Italy in the U.S., and their wines are from, I think, anywhere from $15 to $18 up to $40 to buy, like, a bottle of it. And that's not bad for wines from Italy.
That's a pretty cheap night out.
I know.
You bring that with you to the venue?
Yeah, you can bring that. The bubbly is a delicious bubbly for like around $35, $40. Not bad. So head to the Market Street Grocery, get some beer. They also have beer that they select as well from around the local area. And
they have lots of cheese there you could pair with your wine
and cheese
as well.
And charcuterie, yes.
And the Hootenanny is just a blast.
So. And the Hootenanny is a blast. And then speaking of beer, we also have East End Brewing is doing their Good Wood Beer Fest. Mm. Question.
Explain.
What is Goodwood Beer Fest? So I have an answer for you. It is the barrel-aged festival, pretty much.
Course.
So
yeah.
Wiggle Whiskey and East End are coming together. Wiggle has traded off their barrels to East End to brew some beers in there and vice versa. So they have some obviously great offerings going on Saturday over at East End Brewing. If you have not been there, it's a very cool brewery over in East Liberty, almost by the Animal Rescue League. I always like to shout out to my furry friends. And you'll get to have a chance to have some obviously great tasting booze. And then also Proper Brick Oven will be there on hand for pizza.
Ooh, I love their pizza.
And Commonplace Coffee as always.
And that's what I was going to say. And shout out to Commonplace Coffee, who has one of the best pour overs in the city. So if you're a DD, which they are calling out Heroic DDs, which the tickets are $15, so they're cheaper, nice. You can get some Commonplace Coffee, which is delicious.
Yeah. So they got you covered for stimulants and depressants and carbs.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah. So we're all set. I know. This whole week, restaurant week is filled.
That pretty much is the basis of my diet, actually, all of those things.
Yeah. So go out there. Don't be afraid of a little snow and get yins to discover new places.
Yeah.
Rachel, Sarah, thanks for coming by.
Of course.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.